The State Game Board has received several proposals for re-upping and expanding protective corridors for wolves on state land on the eastern edge of Denali National Park. Current buffers, which protect wolves from hunting and trapping along portions of the Stampede Road and the park's highway, are scheduled to sunset. One of the expansion proposals is from the National Park Service. The agency has long opposed environmentalist efforts to increase the buffer, but Assistant Superintendent for Resources Philip Hoagie says the current situation justifies expansion.
What motivated us was an increase in the harvest of wolves, and almost a doubling in the last 5 years, where it went from 17% to 30%.
Hoagie says the proposed buffer zone would substantially increase the area where wolves are protected in the vicinity of the Stampede Road in an area known as the Wolf Townships. Under the park proposal, the buffer zone would go from the current 92 square miles to 169 square miles. Hoagie says it's aimed at protecting three wolf packs that frequent the park road.
We don't feel that this is by any means a population issue. The wolf population at Denali is doing quite well. This is a wildlife viewability issue, just to ensure that that folks who come here do have an opportunity to see wolves.
Hoagie says the park used GPS collars to track the movements of alpha wolves in the three packs commonly seen by tourists in the summer. He says the park has consulted with the state on the research and proposed buffer zone increase. The Park Service long resisted pleas from wolf biologist Gordon Haber to increase the buffer zone along Stampede Road. Haber died in a plane crash while tracking wolves in Denali this fall. The proposals will be considered by the board during a meeting in Fairbanks in February. There will be a public comment period on the proposals prior to the meeting.